An outside consultant hired by the Maine Department of Corrections to review suicide prevention practices at the Long Creek Youth Development Center in South Portland has found several deficiencies in the wake of a transgender teen resident suicide last year. But the consultant says he also found a staff that is genuinely concerned about youth suicide and committed to taking corrective action. Susan Sharon reports.
The 52-page report by Lindsay Hayes was completed in March and obtained by Maine Public Radio through a Freedom of Access request. A nationally recognized expert in suicide prevention, Hayes was asked to assess Long Creek's policies and practices after the suicide of 16-year-old Charles Maisie Knowles. Among his recommendations, that all staff should receive 8 hours of initial suicide prevention training followed by a minimum of 2 hours of annual training. That the comprehensive screening process for identifying suicide risk be improved, that all youth on suicide precautions be allowed to attend school and receive family visits and telephone calls unless those privileges have been suspended, and because of the strong link between isolation and suicide, that youth on suicide precautions never be automatically locked down. Since the March 24th report, DOC Commissioner Dr. Joseph Fitzpatrick says most, if not all, Hayes' recommendations have been implemented. And Fitzpatrick says he feels very comfortable with how the facility has responded. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Susan Sharon.